I'll say some things about the service in a few minutes, but you know, all of us, have you got loved ones that have passed on? I look out over this congregation, and some of my priests, their funerals, and we think they're gone. But no. We know where they are, and we're going to get to go see them one day. I've got a little poem or a little reading, and then I'm going to close. It's entitled Abiding in the Presence. Jacqueline was an elderly woman who lived to take care of her daughter, who was wheelchair bound. When her daughter died, Jacqueline not only lost her purpose for living, but she lost her living companion. Her cottage in the country seemed as empty as an eggshell. Occasionally a friend would call, or a note would arrive, but most of the time was spent in oppressive, ongoing solitude. Her health didn't allow her to cultivate or circulate very much, and she lost most of her best friends. They were in heaven. One day, Jacqueline's Bible opened to Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Four words struck forcefully, and I quote, "The Lord is near." If so, thought Jacqueline, I should be more aware of it. Lord, she said, I'm going to pretend that you're here all the time. No, she said, forgive me, Lord, for using that word. There is no pretending to be done. I'm going to use my God-given imagination to visualize how very present you really are. Help me ever remind myself of the reality of your nearness. That evening as she retired, she said, I'm going to bed now, Lord. Will you please watch over me as I sleep? The next morning on awakening, she said, good morning, Lord. This is the day that you've made, and I'm to be happy and to rejoice in it. Sitting down with her tea, she read the book of Philippians again, underlining verse 5, and then she prayed aloud for a very long time. At noon, she said, now, Lord, let's watch the news on television so you can show me things in this world that I can pray for. Jacqueline and the Lord watched the news together. Then she prayed for flood victims in the Delta area, a newly installed president in an African country, and for a man who was sentenced to life imprisonment. At supper, she bowed her head and thanked the Lord for her food, but she didn't feel her prayers were traveling up to heaven. Instead, she felt as she was talking to someone just sitting across the table from her. Gradually, her attitude was transformed. The loneliness lessened. And her joy increased. Her fears diminished. And she never afterward felt she was alone in the house. She was learning how to abide in the presence of the Lord. He is in this place. I cannot see him, but oh, I feel him. I feel his presence. I know he is near. And if you don't know his nearness, you can know it this morning. Nothing would thrill Marlene and Tommy more than for somebody to come and get saved, rededicate their life, let God meet the needs of their life. But I want you to leave here today knowing that the Lord is near. He is with me. Wherever I go, He lives within my heart as a child of the King. Will you bow with me for prayer?